You're listening to SBS News.
United States President Donald Trump has defended a controversial border policy that separates immigrant children from their parents at the US-Mexico border. The separations began after US Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced a so-called zero-tolerance policy in April, under which all those apprehended entering the US without documents, even if they intended applying for asylum, would be criminally charged. The Trump administration says 90% of children entering the US from countries like Mexico are unaccompanied minors, and the current policy acts as a deterrent to people smugglers. But criticism of the policy has intensified in recent days, after video emerged of children being kept in concrete floored cages in detention centres. There has also been audio circulated online of children said to be in a detention facility crying and calling for their parents. President Trump maintains separating families is the only solution to end illegal immigration.
We want to end the border crisis by finally giving us the legal authorities and the resources to detain and remove illegal immigrant families altogether and bring them back to their country. We have to bring them back to their country.
President Trump says his administration will also consider withdrawing aid from countries whose citizens illegally enter the U.S.
Now think of all that aid that we give some of these countries. Hundreds of millions of dollars we give to some of these countries, and they send them up. Well, I'm going to go very shortly for authorization that when countries abuse us by sending their people up, not their best, we're not going to give any more aid to those countries. Why the hell should we? Why should we?
Mexico's Foreign Minister, Luis Videgaray, has condemned the policy, calling it cruel and inhumane. He says it violates international human rights.
A nombre del gobierno y el pueblo de México.
In the name of the government and the people of Mexico, we express our most categorical and energetic condemnation to a cruel and inhumane policy. Mexico recognizes and thoroughly respects the sovereignty of the United States and its full authority to decide on its internal migration policy. Mexico's government, I want to be clear, at no time promotes illegal migration. However, according to our constitutional principles and our convictions, we can't be indifferent before an incident that clearly represents a violation of human rights.
And controversially, former CIA Director Michael Hayden has likened the separation of children from their parents to the policies of Nazi Germany. Mr. Hayden has spoken to CNN after tweeting a photo of the Auschwitz-Birkenau concentration camp with the caption, "Other governments have separated mothers and children."
I walked down that railroad siding where the families were separated, and that's why I used that picture. Now look, I know we're not Nazi Germany, all right? But there is a commonality there.
But United States Attorney General Jeff Sessions rejects Mr. Hayden's claims, telling Fox News drawing parallels with Nazi Germany is far-fetched.
Well, it's a real exaggeration. Of course, in Nazi Germany, they were keeping the Jews from leaving the country. But this is a serious matter. We need to think it through, be rational and thoughtful about it. We want to allow asylum for people who qualify for it, but people who want economic migration for their personal financial benefit and what they think is their family's benefit is not not a basis for a claim of asylum.
The attorneys general of 21 U.S. states have called on Mr. Sessions in a letter to stop endangering children by separating them from their families. The top Democrat of the House of Representatives Judiciary Committee, Gerald Nadler, says children deserve better.
We have all seen the pictures of immigrant children ripped apart from their parents at the border. These children are not animals. Order. They are not bargaining chips. They are not leveraged to help President Trump build his wall. They are children who have been forcibly removed from their parents in our name. Every day that they are separated from their parents is a day we do irreparable harm to their health and well-being. The United States should be better than this. We should not put children in cages.
Congressman Elijah Cummings, the top Democrat on the House Oversight Committee, has also implored Congress to urge the president to change direction.
In conclusion, Mr. Chairman, we need you. Those children need you. And I'm talking directly to my Republican colleagues. We need you to stand up to President Trump. We need you to join us in telling him that we reject this mean policy. We need you to tell him to abandon this policy. We need you to remind him that this is the United States of America, and it is a great country. And we need you to stand up for those children.
Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.